And Philip Sempepe, like the teacher indicated, is that 09-22-2022, dictation is for Miskat Christina Bourne. Bourne spells B-O-R-N-E, Christina spells K-R-I-S-T-I-N-A. Date of birth is 05-19-2002. This is a 20-year-old female here with sore throat, fever, and headache, period. Patient stated symptoms started approximately 2 days ago. Says she was exposed to someone else with similar symptoms and came in because now she's having severe muscle aches and pains, period. She said her sore throat is above 3/5, but when she swallows, it's increased to about 8, period. Denies travel history. Says she took a home COVID test and it was negative, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Next paragraph, past surgical history is none. Next paragraph, social history denies drug use, endorses tobacco and alcohol use. Next paragraph, medication none. Next paragraph, allergies none. Next paragraph, review your system. Patient reports myalgia. Next line, she reports fever, says she took over-the-counter fever medication and will go down but will come right back up, period. Next paragraph, denies vomiting, diarrhea, or nausea, period. Next paragraph, a physical exam, she's alert-oriented, obese young lady in mild distress. Vital signs are as follows: O2 sat is 99% of room air, blood pressure is 134/88, pulse 107, respiration 18, temperature 99.4, period. Next paragraph, throat. HENT normal. Next paragraph, throat. Erythematous, edematous, tonsils, pharynx, uvula is midline and mobile without erythema. There are no exudates, period. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Next paragraph, respiratory, poor inspiratory effort. Patient goes into a cough fit if she takes deep breath, period. She said her cough is usually productive of green sputum. There's mild expiratory and inspiratory wheezes, period. Next paragraph. Nose congested, clear discharge, erythematous and edematous turbinates, period. Next paragraph. Cardiac regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to obesity. No guarding, no rebound. She has normal bowel sounds, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, mucus or papules, no vesicles or bolli, period. Next paragraph. Neuro, she's alert oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2/10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is flu, influenza A. Assessment number 2 is acute bronchitis. Assessment number 3 is sinus headache. Assessment number 4, acute rhinitis. Assessment number 5 is pharyngitis. Assessment number 6, fever. In the clinic, the patient had a flu test. Flu test was positive for flu A. She was given work excuse to be away from home, from work for 5 days, as this condition is contagious, period. Next paragraph, patient was given samples of Zyrtec, 10 milligrams. She was advised to 1 PO daily. She was sent home with the following prescription: 1 Zitromax, 250 milligrams, 2 PO, now then 1 PO daily. Until gone, number 6, open parentheses, this is for her bronchitis, which I think if not treated now could develop into pneumonia, close parentheses. Next medication, XYZ mouthwash, 80 milliliters. She will gargle to 20 milliliters every morning and spit out for 4 days. Next medication, Tamiflu, 75 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 5 days. Number 10, no refills. She was advised to increase fluids to come back to the clinic if worse, go to nearest emergency room if we are closed, end of dictation.